9XY.
XY and 4ZLK. Good evening, David.
How you doing?
Well, headed home. I'm about 10 minutes away. Looking forward to pulling in the driveway.
Yeah, I talked to Bill a little earlier today and looked him up on QRZ, and he's got a lot of interesting stuff there. Different pets and everything, and all kinds of different radios.
He's a very knowledgeable ham radio operator, and from what I understand, he's knowledgeable about a lot of other things, too. He actually signed my certificate of successful completion on my very first amateur radio license test back in 1991, I believe.
Yeah, I saw something where, you know, he's been licensed since the early 60s, so yeah, he's definitely knows what he's doing.
I have antenna questions. He's one of the men to ask because he knows a lot about them and has a lot of them. Well, I hope you're doing well this evening.
Pretty good. I didn't get a whole lot accomplished today. Had to go to the doctor this morning. Seemed like since I've gotten to be an old man, I spend more time going to the doctor than I go anywhere else.
I notice that whenever I call my mother. She's 82, and she's married to a guy who's 81 or 82, very close. And it seems like between the two of them, they spend 2 or 3 days a week going to some kind of doctor or another.
My mom was doing the same thing. She's 86 now and kind of got the dementia pretty bad. So, unfortunately, she's in a kind of a nursing home type environment. But before that, she, you know, seemed like once or twice a week I was taking her to a doctor.
Is that about your mom? We went through that with my wife's mother. And my wife took care of her for a lot of years. It was really slow, but it was enough. She ate dinner with us every night. She could live on her own for a while, but even that kind of went away after a while. And eventually had to put her in a home, and that was hard on my wife. It needed to be done, but it was really hard. So I understand.
Yes, we got to go talk to the people tomorrow and make some plans for the next couple of years and, you know, see what the options are. But anyway, just is what it is. I had a brother it was one of his favorite little sayings about stuff.
I have a saying that, c'est la vie, that's life. And it seems to be that way. You know, if you live long enough, something's going to happen more than likely.
Like a lady at church told me one day, she was asked her how she was doing. She said, well, I'm looking down at the flowers instead of up at the roots. So that's a good day. Any day you're looking at the sunshine and the trees and the blue skies, you're doing good.
A lot to be grateful for. My father-in-law used to say, getting old ain't for sissies, whenever you'd ask him how he's doing.
Yeah, my dad had a sign, something to that effect, when you walked in the front door, that was the first thing you saw. Well, I'm going to get out of here for a little while. I've kind of tied up the repeater a little bit, but I kind of filled out an online application. I don't know when the next club meeting is, but I figure I've been talking on here a good bit, so I'd like to try and contribute to the upkeep of the machine. You have a good night. I'll talk at you a little later. KF4NXY, clear on your final.
I enjoyed it. Thanks for the little ride along home. And I hope you have a great evening. KN4NXY and 4ZLK. 73.